I'm Ben.
I'm sorry.
If you would like to get your song reviewed, dear listener, there's the Filthy Capitalist option. It's sorry says 125 gets you straight to the head of the line. You don't have to be a part of the alliance. You don't have to be part of the group.
Wait a minute.
And the biggest thing is you don't have to wait. You hop, skip, and jump right in front of everybody. 125 gets you there. You do that 3 times and then get mashed down to the $75 rate for perpetuity.
Yes!
Also, there is a band review option. So if you've got a band and you're trying to get your band some exposure, hit me up at insori@gmail.com and I'll show you the details about how to pull
you
that off.
You can also jump on Patreon and there is a option on the tiers to be able to get your band reviewed. Yep. Obviously, we can't lie to you, so we can't guarantee a positive review. Get what you get.
It's just rubbish.
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 That's British for garbage.
My favorite is a community option. $1 at the gate gets you into Patreon. You get to join an alliance. The alliance joins their points together, and that helps determine what songs that we do.
The alliances hang out on Discord.
Shh, message me on Patreon to get the link.
And they do all kinds of other cool things. They do Minecraft. What? Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah. It's really a community within the community. Anybody can go in the village, facebook.com/VinandSori. There's 160 plus thousand people on the channel. What's cool about the Discord is that it offers a real opportunity for community connection, friendship, that type of thing.
And it's on Discord, so if you're not a Facebook person, it's for you.
You start off at $1.
Right.
Plus you get exclusives. Sori and I are working on a song. So the first 15 seconds of that was on Patreon. Also, at $15 tier and above, when we actually debut the video, they're going to be there live with us. There you are, dear listener.
Bye.
October, the name of the song is Hate Me. Let's go. There we go.
I have to block out thoughts of you so I don't lose my head. They're crawling like a cockroach, leaving babies in my bed. Dropping little reels of tape to remind me that I'm alone. Playing movies in my head that make a porno feel like home. There's a burning in my pride, a nervous bleeding in my brain. An ounce of peace is all I want for you. Will you never call again? And will you never say that you loved me just to put it in my face? And will you never try to reach me? It is I that want this
hate me today.
That you helped me with. The one thing that always tore us apart is the one thing I won't touch again. In my sick way, I wanna thank you for holding my head up late at night. While I was busy waging wars on myself, you were trying to stop the fight. You never doubted my warped opinions on things like suicidal hate. You made me compliment myself when it was way too hard to take. So I'll drive so fucking far away that I never cross your mind. And do whatever it takes in your heart to leave me behind.
Hate me today. Hate me tomorrow. Hate me for all.
hate me tomorrow. Hate me for all the things I didn't do for you. Hate me in ways, yeah, ways hard to swallow. Hate me so you can finally see what's good for you. For you. For you.
Jeez, some songs, when they end, you just don't want to move. Like, it sucked you in deep.
Yeah.
What's going on in your head?
I mean, it's that's a pretty complex song, because it's like Amy was saying that it's like three layers deep. Kind of, it seemed like it was, let me say, it was about his mom. It was about, you know, his addiction issues, you know, just a lot of different people that he hurt because of his addiction. And, you know, there's a movie with I'm not even going to say, I'll tell you later. I don't want to say, because I don't even want people to tell me what the name of the movie is. But anyway, it's about this dad, and he's got this kid. He's got his son, and it's about him and the drug and all that shit.
Yeah.
And it's just, man, you have kids, and man, if you don't know what it's like to have a child, man, it's a really difficult. It's the best thing in the world, but there's also so much terror that's attached to it, because you're so worried about losing them. At least I am, because of, you know, just the way I grew up. So I'm like, I'm not even gonna watch that fucking movie, bro, because it's just to see the deterioration of somebody that you love, and you just see them cycling out, dying in front of you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And they're choosing to do it to themselves, but they're really not choosing, because they're possessed by this chemical. It's just like the worst. It's just the worst thing in the world. And then the ups and downs that you know, you go through with a person like that in recovery is, you know, I've got family members who left this world because of overdosing on, you know, shit. But I'm trying to be very general about it. But as far as the way life is supposed to happen and the way death is supposed to happen, it you know, it was the way it was supposed to go. But I cannot imagine with any one of my kids, man.
Oh, my.
And it's hard because I feel the same way. Like, his mother died before he got over his addiction.
Oh.
So she never got to see him. And that's a big thing about me with my mom. Like, she never really got to see me. On the other side of my mental illness issues, you know. Just because we had so much of our own. Yeah, she never really got to see, like, a functional version of me. We never really were able to relate after that.
Was that mental illness or was that your, all the problems going on all around?
Hey, Holly Hawk's in the house. No, it's just, she's extremely stubborn. I'm extremely stubborn. A lot of stuff happened. But she, you know, she knew what was going on with me, you know, as far as medically speaking, she knew what was going on with me more than anybody else did. And I'm obviously here because of her. Like, not just because she birthed me, but because she saw the point. She saw the, you know, she saw the issues. But, you know, she was never able to see me be, I'm pretty successful. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
So, even sell stuff, like, it would have been cool. You know, just for her to sit in on one, just so she could be like, oh, okay. Like,
that was going on when she was still alive.
It was. She never saw it. She was in North Carolina.
Did she know that it was happening?
Nah, not really. Especially like in the last like a year or whatever, she was really out of it. Like. Oh. It's a weird thing, man, where I put her through a lot of shit. But, you know, I mean, she put me through a lot of shit too, but, you know. I never had the look over the shoulder thing where I wanted somebody to be proud of me because you know how crazy I am with that stuff. It wasn't that. It was more like I'd love to have looked over my shoulder and say, see, Ma, like the work you did, like, you know, you didn't waste your, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't waste her time with this shit. But.
Because you don't think she sees that now more than ever?
I would just have been able to like to
you
have seen
to
it.
See her see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But yeah, but holy shit, man. That song is deep because I understand what he's saying. He's trying to tell the girl or whoever, like, hate me so you can get rid of me. You know what I'm saying? But. And it's really tough, like, hearing his mom on the phone. Because she's like, oh, you seemed a little uptight. He's in the throes of this giant addiction. But you know how parents are. They're going to find some way to. Gloss over because you know that your kid is, yeah.
I thought the way she worded it was cute too. It made me a little nervous, and it made me nervous. It sounded like you were nervous too, like kind of,
yeah, yeah. My mom was not that kind of woman, you know what I'm saying? she'd be like, what the fuck was going? What the fuck was going on? But like, I knew what it was. But like, the more I scared my mother, the more hostile she got. You know what I'm saying? Now I was in New York City. There were so many things I didn't understand. Like, I'd come home late, and she'd be like, I called the police, I called the medical examiner's office because I thought you were in the morgue, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? I'm like, I'm good. She's like, you know, this is the Bronx. Like, and of course, I'm like, Ma, you're wild. I'm like, you're losing. I'm like, I have fucking, and a knot in my fucking jacket, bro. Like, you know, but. So she knew something was wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knew that I was like, I never heard her, never once with Junior, never once with Jamie, like, be worried. Yeah. But she knew me. Mm-hmm. She knew I'd be mixed up in all types of crazy shit. So she, you know, she was worried about me.
You're like. When something's bothering you, sometimes it's really, really obvious just because of what your eyelids do. So she probably was able to see that also.
Yeah.
So she probably knew, like...
Yeah, yes, I'd hear her and Mr. Man talk, and he'd be like, he's fine, Beverly, he's fine, yeah. She's like, he's not fine, something's really bad going on, something really bad's happening. And he's like, he's fine, Beverly, comes home every night. And,
But he was wrong.
Later, Lisa, yeah, he was wrong, I would think, I'm like, yeah, like, she should listen to him. I'd be like, yo, you should listen to him, like, he's been in the Bronx as a kid, like, he knows. Like, I'm good. But he didn't grow up the way I grew up. I'm saying he's like 80 years old now, bro. So, you know.
And your demeanor was different, you know?
Yeah, I think me being such a small person is helped protect me, actually. You know what I'm saying? Just being a little small guy, like people are like, yeah. Oh, that guy, he's not gonna. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, like, it's very hard. This song is really, really difficult because I'm looking at it from both perspectives. You know, I'm looking at it perspective of the kid who put his mom through hell, and I'm also looking at it from perspective as a parent now who, I mean, I barely, you know, they have to report to me everywhere they are if they're outside the house. And if we're in the Bronx, it would never happen. They would never be outside. It would never happen. So,
I tell them.
Moms... Especially moms.
I don't
moms.
Care where you're going. If you're going to the friggin' mailbox, you need to tell me.
Moms, they did. It's just. When you get older and they're still trying to parent you, but they got to let you go because you're a man. And I was kind of feeling that kind of energy on the phone. Like, because a lot of times, especially when you're growing up and you kind of. You start to leave adolescence behind. Mm-hmm. So you start saying shit like, yo, get out of my business, Ma. You know what I'm saying? Like, because you have to do that separation because you're about to be an adult, but you're still kind of under their roof kind of situation, or they still have that kind of maternal instinct. So you're like, I'd be like, Ma, like, yo, get out of my shit, bro. Like, she'd ask me about girl. I'm like, yo, why are you talking about that? That's weird, bro. Like, don't get in my business. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I was feeling that kind of energy from the mom. Like, she was trying not to, you know, yeah. Like, oh, you looked a yeah. little uptight. He probably had a giant meltdown, but mm-hmm. she's going to phrase it that way because she doesn't want to lose him. Like, yeah. She wants to be able to, it's just terrible to do that shit to your mom, bro.
And she says, I just wanted to make sure you were really okay.
Yeah.
That, just, to me, sounds like he probably said, I'm fine. And then she was like, well, I just want to make sure you really were okay, even though she knows he wasn't.
Yeah, yeah. And you know... It's weird, like, I don't feel guilty. I put my mom through a lot of shit, and I don't feel guilty about it. I just feel like, whoa, man, I was really lucky to have one of those moms that was willing to deal with it, you know? And she fought me, like, literally fought me, man. Like, she was... Mm-hmm. She understands what I'm saying. My mom wasn't no bitch. Like, she fought, like, literally fought me for me, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's a crazy thing. Like, when you grow up as a man, you know, you got your mom, and that shit is special, man. So, like, I'm hearing that song, like, I don't feel guilty at all. I put all that my mom through. I just feel like mega grateful for my mother, man. And God for giving me, cuz he knew what kind of mother I was going to need. Mm-hmm. You know. So, and I know I'll see her again, bro. It's just, fuck, man. Just you take that shit for granted, you know, until, you know. That's why I talk to my boys, and, like, I know they, you know, their mom, like, it's a real challenging thing, like, their mother. Mm-hmm. And I tell, you know, and she's hurt them a lot, man, like, a lot. But I tell them all the time, like, look, bro, I don't, trust me, man. Trust me, bro. You're going to want your mom. So I'm glad that they listen to me, and they're talking to their mom, and they're with their mom right now. And so that's good. So, yeah, good song. Really, really good song. What do you give it?
Silent count.
Thanks, Mark Graves. I appreciate it. Look, hard songs are not, they're not bad. You know, people think that we're supposed to be happy all the time. Like, that's not how life is. So, I don't, you know, as you know, the whole night isn't like that. And we got one more song left, so that's cool. So it's okay. It's okay to have, everybody had a great time yesterday. We were fun and happy and we're having a great time today. But sometimes, yeah, if, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. If you love your mom or you love your dad or your sister, your brother, I'm going through some shit with my brother right now. Like, shit, it's hard, bro. I've cried like two, three nights in a row over this shit. So it's okay. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, Nick, great pick. Love the pick. And I'm excited for the next pick. And I'm glad you guys are here and I'm glad we got music. But I don't want anybody to feel bad and you know, it's all good. And sometimes, like I said, it's okay to like not be unhappy and to be uncomfortable sometimes. That's okay. You know, like that's life. And as long as you got people that'll support you and get your back, then, you know, you should express that. And I think that that's what our, you know, our community, and when I say our community, I'm talking about metal. I think that that's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we all find each other in concerts, you know, you feel that camaraderie with somebody you never met in your life. It's because they're singing the same songs you are. That means they went through the same shit you did. So I'm very grateful for all you guys, for sure. There you go. Good song.
And what do you give it?
It's a silent count. It's a very hard song to rate. Mm-hmm. Good. We got one more song, guys. If you're a square and you're in regular YouTube land, you're going to have to check us out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. EST. Having said that, Finn out.
Sorry out.
Gone. Fuck.